The storm is winding down across eastern New York and western New England. We had a mix of wintry weather and rain late yesterday, last night, into the day today. In and around the Albany area, temperatures stayed above freezing, but across the North Country and in areas east of Albany, temperatures were largely below freezing as the storm came in. As a result, there was quite a bit of freezing rain, resulting in an icy glaze in those areas. And in many of those spots, temperatures very slowly eased above freezing this morning, with some of the last areas reaching and going above the freezing mark right around noontime. There's still some wintry weather to our east, but in our area, now we're looking at just a scattering of rain showers. We even had some breaks of sun come out in spots this afternoon, so that's a sign that things are at least trending drier in spots. And as we head into tonight, there's still going to be a few leftover showers this evening, mainly rain showers early on with a rain-snow shower mix north and west of Albany. And then as cooler air pushes in overnight, we'll see a transition over to some scattered snow showers. In most areas, this is not going to amount to much, but across some of the higher terrain of the Greens, Adirondacks, and Catskills, there is potential for some light accumulations of snow tonight through about mid to late tomorrow morning. Temperatures are going to really crash heading into tonight, so after we had a little bit of a warm-up today, we'll see those temperatures drop off into the teens and 20s in most areas overnight. And the cold weather theme will be with us here for the next few days. We'll be talking about chilly temperatures right through Friday, and then we'll start to see those numbers bounce back a little bit as we move into the weekend. Highs tomorrow will be largely in the 20s and 30s, but the wind will be pretty gusty, gusting at times up around, say, 30 to 35 miles per hour, and that will result in wind chill values that are much colder than that. We'll keep it chilly on Thursday with temperatures in the teens and 20s, and on Friday we're up around 30 or so, so we're talking about temperatures that will be near or below seasonable levels over the next few days. There's no other stormy weather in our forecast for at least the rest of the work week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with some mixed rain and snow showers early this evening, changing to scattered snow showers later at night. Breezy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with some scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains. Windy and colder, high 26 to 32. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mixed rain and snow showers early this evening, changing to scattered snow showers later. Breezy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, windy and colder, high 26 to 32. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any lingering showers will end, partly cloudy and breezy, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, some rain showers early this evening, changing to scattered snow showers later at night, lows in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, with highs in the lower 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, with highs in the teens and 20s, mostly sunny on Friday, with highs in the 20s to near 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.